Sault Ste. Marie's Walk of Fame is worth keeping, the Downtown Association has decided. The Downtown Association's board voted unanimously Wednesday night to continue the recognition program in partnership with the city of Sault Ste. Marie. But board members nonetheless made clear they want the Marble Maple Leaf Awards to be upgraded and improved. Last year, dissension arose when a city task force met behind closed doors to review the necessity for a plethora of civic boards and committees. When the Walk of Fame committee came up for review, the discussion bogged down in what Deputy City Clerk Madison Zuppa described as divergent opinions. The task force, made up of 3 city councilors and 5 senior civic center administrators, recommended that staff review the Walk of Fame's terms of reference. Asked by the city to review its Walk of Fame partnership, the Downtown Association agreed Wednesday to recommend continuing the program. "I know that there was a question at one point in time if there are too many awards," said Paul Scornayenchi, the association's vice chair. "For me, the more awards, the better," Scornayenchi said. "I think that we do need to celebrate in every direction." Scornayenchi said he has one reservation about the Walk of Fame. "The only thing specific with Walk of Fame are individuals that end up approaching those great beautiful plaques with a name on them. They have no idea who that person could be, it means absolutely nothing to them." Scornayenchi said a technological solution, perhaps QR codes, is needed to help people learn about those exemplary Saltites recognized. Board member Frank Goccioni said he'd like to see all civic awards presented at one evening event. "That would give every award more visibility," Goccioni said. It was the second time in its 17-year existence that the Sault Ste. Marie Walk of Fame was reconsidered. The first time was in 2015 when some of the maple leaf-shaped stone markers started cracking due to winter maintenance. The stones were placed in storage, and no further awards were announced until 2017, when the walk was relaunched with new and restored markers presented in see-through display cases located throughout the downtown area.